idea of love being the center of relationships and the driving force behind the relationships and the passion that we feel for other people really didn't show up till the Victorian era in England. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friend, we're going to talk today about why modern marriage lacks meaning. Now, it's interesting because I had this conversation yesterday, actually, not exactly about this subject, but about why marriage is not the same as it was back in the old days. The word is the same, but the meaning, the cultural stigmas, the laws, everything around it has changed. And for a little bit of context, I'm going to be mainly talking about what I said in Biblical Bachelor. You don't have to pick up the book. You're welcome to. If you wanted to check it out, you can. Audiobook, physical card copy, whatever you want. But I wrote this book because I don't believe that marriage is the way for someone who's in the modern church today or even young men in period. I mean, we look at the birth rate in this country alone, it's pretty bad. It's abysmal, and that's why we have a lot of immigration. But the worst thing is people don't understand history. They don't know how we got here. They don't know why men like myself and men on the side of the internet talk about marriage in such a way. They don't understand why we say that marriage is not the same marriage that maybe your great-grandfather had. The reason being, A, the culture has changed. B, we have womanist laws reflected in the family court industry. And C, marriage is not what it used to mean. You know what's funny is, I don't want to make this just about religion, but I'll talk about religion for just a second. When it comes to Christianity, a lot of people want to fault me. I got a lot of backlash, and I continue to get backlash for writing a book about being a biblical bachelor. The reason I wrote it is not to be controversial. The reason I wrote it was because I cannot in good faith tell men, whether they're religious or not religious, to go get married today. You want to assume that because maybe you're religious or you live in a certain area or you have certain friends or whatever it is, that you are immune to this, that you are going to be the exception, that you are not affected by the statistical data. It doesn't apply to you. People want to take that approach. No one walks into any situation, I don't care if it's in marriage, I don't care if it comes with money, I don't care what it is. Nobody walks in and says, you know what, I'm going to be a statistic. I'm going to be like everybody else who came before me, statistically speaking. Nobody walks into that. You have to walk into the situation saying you're going to be the exception. Because otherwise you wouldn't do it. Otherwise you wouldn't risk anything. Otherwise you would say, oh, you know what, I'm not going to do it. Nobody walks into a situation saying, I'm definitely going to lose. I'm definitely going to fail this test. I'm definitely not going to make this marriage work. Nobody does that. And they shouldn't. But when they realize that, wait a minute, a lot of this is backed by shaming language, and back in the day, even up till very recently, men had to exhibit value. This idea of love being the center of relationships and the driving force behind the relationships and the passion that we feel for other people really didn't show up till the Victorian era in England with guys like Shakespeare, who wrote about not how beautiful love was, but how silly it was. I don't know if you know this, maybe you didn't read Romeo and Juliet in high school like I did. But when I read Romeo and Juliet in high school, I remember the girls being like, oh, this is so romantic and beautiful. Oh, I love it so much.
What?
Not knowing that, number one, they were, by today's standards, children, like teenagers. And they had known each other for like less than a week. And before you know it, one guy's self-deleting and then the other girl self-deletes off after finding out that he offed himself for the wrong, you know, off of a wrong reason, and the whole thing is just stupid. The whole thing is basically, I thought she was attractive, so I wanted to get the guts. She said, oh, he's so romantic and he's so charming and handsome and whatnot, and they messed up their whole lives and their family's lives on their own selfish feelings. That's essentially what happens. But of course, when you say it like that, oh, that's not romantic, Austin. That's kind of gross. And that doesn't make me feel good. Because that's what it all comes down to. People want to feel good. Women love romance novels because they want Chad, the sexy danger guy who looks good, who has a lot of money, has power. They want that guy to also be like a chivalrous knight from the Middle Ages. They want him to... I'm not going to exercise all my options. Oh, no. What I'm going to do instead is I'm going to be Mr. Sexy Danger Guy. But then I'm going to meet one girl. She's going to change my life forever. And I'm going to give up on all my options, all my power, everything. Because I love this woman so much. Women get off on that crap, by the way. Oh, yeah, they love that. Because it never happens in real life. It doesn't happen. Versus on the guy's side of things, we're like, man, I just want to get my nut and bounce. But of course, if we can't say that because, oh, you're a bad man. You can't say that. So then we have guys like Fresh from the Fresh and Fit podcast. He sells women a dream, allegedly. And then now look at where he's in. I hope he should definitely get a DNA test on that baby, by the way. I don't think that baby is his, if there even is one at all. But he's an example of a guy who is on this side of the internet, but for some reason, he doesn't practice what he preaches. And we end up selling women this dream, and we end up falling for the problem of the modern relationship marketplace. Because marriage is not an accomplishment for men. I know people are gonna disagree with me when I say that, but it's not. Back in the day, it was a sign of, I have land, I got resources, I have power, I have status. That's what it was back in the day. You couldn't just get married if you were just some stable boy or some nobody peasant somewhere. No. You could try, but you are stuck, dude. Nobody wanted to marry you. You were nobody. There was no love. It was, what are you bringing in this relationship? What do I gain by being associated with you? Oh, and that hasn't changed, by the way. No, they're just a little more like, they play it off a little bit more today, but the same sentiment still remains. But today we have this whole idea of love. Like, love is supposed to just conquer everything. You have the Beatles song of All You Need Is Love. I'd play it, but I don't want to copyright. I'm sure all of you have heard it before. And we're stuck with this whole love culture, as if love is like the end-all be-all of human existence, when in fact it is not, because it's fleeting. And the only reason that marriage really worked back in the day was because the life expectancy was like 45. And people got married when their hormones were going crazy, and so they bonded to that one person. That's what monogamy is, by the way. I know it seems like I'm jumping around, but all these things are interwoven into this ball of yarn that we call a dating marketplace. Each one of these strings is wrapped around this ball we call the relationship marketplace. But for some reason, people want to believe in monogamy, but then we have women who want to not follow, but men are supposed to lead. And then we have womanism with, oh, we want to be strong and empowered, but not when it comes to paying for stuff or accepting accountability for all the bad decisions that we make and all the bad men that we choose because they're sexy danger Chad. And then on the other side, we have guys who, they want to be ambitious, they want to be masculine, but then if they're too masculine to the wrong person or at the wrong time, they're toxic, they're bad, they're no good. They're bad men, we need to get rid of them, but we need them, but we want to get rid of them. You see how weird this world we're living in is? And I understand the desire to say, hey, you know what? I want to tend my own garden. I want to have my wife, maybe some kids, a dog, whatever. I understand wanting that. The problem is you're hard-pressed to find that reality today. Not impossible, but hard-pressed. Because at the end of the day, marriage only used to work back in the, whether it's biblical times or somewhat recent history, because women needed men. Men will always need women. Unless you're not a straight guy, you're gonna always need women. That's why women are able to monopolize their that power of the peace sleeve against you. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. They're able to leverage the power of the peace sleeve against you. They say, oh, you want this? Awesome. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to do this for me. You're going to do that. You're not going to do that. You're going to give you like this list of stuff. But it's not transactional, apparently. It's not transactional, even though you got to pay for this. You got to do that. You got to come over here and do that. You got to mow my, you got to do my taxes. You got to mow my lawn. You got to do all this stuff. And then if I feel like it, I'll do it. Women are only loyal to their feelings, gentlemen. And that's not to put them down. But they are emotional people. Way more so than are you as a man. There are outliers, but the outliers make the norms. They don't disprove them. So my friends, when we look at the modern dating marketplace and we see that it lacks tremendous meaning with divorce rate out of control, single mother rate out of control, it's very easy for us to say, well, we should just jump in, we should fix the marriage rate, the divorce rate, one marriage at a time. Problem is, we've tried that already and it is not working. If you get married as a man, you put yourself in a subservient position. You have a tremendous exit fee if you leave that relationship. The woman does not. She could cheat on you and still take your kids, still get child support, and potentially alimony depending on the state you live in. This is just a fact of reality, my friends. And we need to understand that marriage is in and of itself not what it used to be. It doesn't have the meaning it used to have because the church doesn't have any teeth anymore, and instead the state is all too happy to have you pick up the tab so they don't have to. Or they now have control of your kids and they indoctrinate them through education. I've talked on this show about what I call the Useful Idiot Program, the Social Justice Warrior Program, about how using keyword phrases and whatnot, the education system, since kids are young, they'll teach them to care about things instinctually. You bring up any hot topic issue in politics, popular culture, even certain individuals and people, they'll immediately have a reaction to what you say that is not thought through, not researched, and all it is instinct, is an emotional response that has been conditioned into them. All of these things tie in together into our lives. And if you understand that, you're ahead of the game. If you don't, well, then I'm happy to help you catch up because I had to learn this too. You're not alone. My friends, I encourage you to ask questions about this. This is very important. Relationships are the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. I have men in my life who are getting married, who are married, and it's not popular for guys who are married to talk about how rough their relationship can be and the stuff they have to do to get sex from their wife and all this stuff. People don't want to talk about that. There was a study that came out recently about the OF, the Only Fools, shout out to, I think Better Bachelor, I think Joker said that, Only Fools. Most of them are paid subscriptions from married men, not single incel men, not bitter and hurt men, no, married men. And that should tell you something. The married men have been keeping quiet because no one wants to hear from them. I do, though, and you should too. My friends, take care of yourselves. I encourage you to question what you heard. Do some research of your own. Think for yourself, because it's extremely important. If you want to pick up Biblical Bachelor audiobook or hardcover to know where I come from, you can pick that up in the description. I would love for you to read that and then come back and talk to me about what it is you think. But my friends, you take care of yourselves. See you next time. Peace.